Hey, DMC is back. We're here with another episode, Personal Branding You. So take out your pen and pad because we got too much sauce for you. Stay tuned. Throwing it back to the 90s one time. Isn't this a great way to start off the show?
Deep down, you sit in your car.
I would never, ever play this song in my car. Ever. In the history of Kellydom, ever.
I might play it after I just get dumped, though. After I just get dumped,
okay.
This would probably match my feelings. What does this song actually mean? Like, actually.
I love this song.
Nobody knows? You just love the song.
Okay, the chord progression.
It's about having confidence in yourself and feeling pretty no matter what.
Exactly, yeah. because their significant others aren't supportive.
At the end of the day, I find it's all the same. I have only myself to blame.
Ooh, I like
every
that.
Girl relates to this because one of us is hopefully
girl power in the house.
Well, have you guys ever had this happen where you went out with somebody who actually makes you feel like crap?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what this song is about, partially.
They made us feeling pretty, bro.
Man.
Yeah,
and I know
pretty.
I'm pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Slay.
Slap. Hey, but that's what it is. Hey, yo, this is DMC. We're back. Dating, mating, and communicating. It feels good to be back.
It's been a long time.
We're back to the panel, guys.
We shouldn't have left you.
We did take a little hiatus. You know, we had to step back, you know, get our juices right, but... we are back and we are popping, of course. So we have a new episode, but before we get into it, I'm your host, Jimmy V. Of course, you can check me on Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. But I am here with the baddest panel on the nation.
Boom!
Let me introduce themselves.
Hey, this is Constance Dunn. I'm so glad to be back. I missed you guys, and thank you guys for staying on board. Of course, you can find me at Twitter or Instagram at Constance Dunn.
What's going on, everybody? It's your man, Chaos Jones. And you already know, I'm on Twitter. Yep. And then on Instagram, chaos_oceans31.
And he does retweet your tweets, so he is popping on the Twitter.
Bam.
And
I do retweet the tweets.
He does. So I actually like this week's episode topic because this can be on the business side, but of course on our show, we always talk about relationship-wise, you know, dating, mating, and communicating. So when it comes to personal branding, one thing we don't want to do, and I've learned, you know, as I created my brand, my blog, Be Your Own Dad, a Blogspot, little shameless plug. But what I've learned is the more authentic that I am with my audience, the more they come back compared to me trying to be, oh, you should do this and this. Right. And nobody wants another teacher to tell them to do this and that. So when it goes into relationship wise, you definitely don't want to come off as somebody that you definitely aren't.
Yeah. And I think we've probably all had the experience. I know I have where you have this idea you want to be have seen as desirable. And so you kind of appropriate what is popular in social currency, like what is considered hot right now, what do you guys seem to respond to, and then you kind of try to become that, and it doesn't work. It's really funny how much it doesn't work.
That's kind of like the 50-year-old guy still dressing like he's 25, you know, he got the skinny tight jeans on, you know, he got the tight shirts, but man, you know, you should have on like a polo or something, you know.
Yeah.
He got that beer belly on deck.
Right. Trying to be,
you know what I'm saying? He got chains on chains.
Kids language. Oh, that was
he got the stupid crazy cubics.
Right. Exactly. But I think it all comes down to being who you are, and as we see this image that we have pulled up here, which is very interesting. This is a plastic surgery. This is actually a guy.
He's actually a real person, too. Yeah. He's not just like a stock footage.
Right.
That's actually a real guy that's had like a ridiculous amount of surgeries because he's trying to, I can't remember if he was trying to look like Superman or like Clark Kent, or if he was trying to look like a Ken doll. It was one of the two, but I remember seeing him. He was actually on the episode of E! Entertainment's Botched.
Okay.
And he was trying to get another procedure done to fix a procedure that had gone wrong.
Yeah.
And he was obsessed with plastic surgery, you know, because which a lot of people can have is, right. you know, a body dysmorphic disorder.
Right.
Where, you know, they see one thing when in reality there's something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, is that interesting?
Which transitions into authenticity and what you're putting out online versus mm-hmm. what you really are.
That's right. And just that picture there reminds me of another case. There was a female who wanted to look like Kim Kardashian so bad that
really?
She had over 10 surgeries, and I think mm-hmm. she still is. And she continues to change her face, all this stuff, to look like Kim Kardashian. But the whole concept that we're trying to speak about is when you try to act like somebody else, mm-hmm. you're getting farther away from who you are internally. So sticking home base, staying with who you are from jump, I'd say, is the best thing to do.
Right. And there's a certain process to kind of understanding, because you talked about how you really are versus how you are seen. Mm-hmm. So there's a kind of a process and some tips and techniques that we're going to talk about tonight that are just some really easy ways to kind of get into the waters of kind of assessing yourself and finding the things that you like the most about yourself and the things that you want to put out there. So basically, it's the idea of like taking inventory, kind of plucking out whether it's those physical things or mm-hmm. whether those personality characteristics, and then highlighting them to the world. It's basically, that's kind of what it is. That's what branding is. It's kind of taking, as I say, your most attractive and authentic self and presenting to the world.
Which, too, there is now a model out there. I'm so bad with my research, but I'm thinking of her off the top of my head. She's got what's the skin tone where it's
oh,
like
vitiligo. Multiple,
yes, exactly.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know her name though.
But now she's actually signed to a major modeling agency or whatever the case. Because the way she represents it, she accepts it and she expresses
her confidence.
That.
Her level of confidence is through the roof.
Right.
She was actually on America's Next Top Model too, as well. Mm. I don't remember if she won because I don't follow it that closely, but I do mm-hmm. remember she was on there and she was in the top 10 or something like that.
Wow.
Yes, yes. And then just something as simple as being confident with it also speaks to the so many other people out there too that are dealing with the same thing that might not even be as confident as them. It might tell them like, hey, if she can do it, I can do that too.
Right. It is funny. There is a certain level of confidence. Like people often don't even notice what you're stressing out about so
yes,
much.
Yes, that's right. And I can relate that too, because as you guys know, I've had a stutter my whole life, and it used to trouble me so much that I wouldn't even talk.
Right.
But then after I speak to people, they say, I didn't even know that you
Isn't
actually
that crazy?
Had a stutter. And it's just one of those things that once you become actually comfortable with whatever it is, it takes that I don't want to say negativity, but it takes that pressure off you to you don't have to be perfect in a way.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually had like cystic acne most of my 20s, and that was a huge mental thing for me that I actually, like, a lot of times I would mumble and kind of talk behind my hands and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people didn't really notice, or they weren't going to be like, it's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Right.
Like, start chasing me around with torches. It's like, oh, well, she's a girl who's got some zits.
Yeah, that's it.
That's the problem.
And then still guys would have been like, what are you doing tonight?
You've
got
what?
Right. Like, no, don't worry, girl. I got some cream at the house. We'll put some cream on that. Yeah.
We'll
keep pushing.
And it's funny when I think back to like how much time I kind of wasted being in this mental prison that, you know, if it was it was such an issue for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but
true.
It is funny. I wanted to ask about unrealistic social expectations, because people have been talking about this since the beginning of time, but I think it's really acute these days just because of the prevalence of social media and also the trickery, as we saw this week, if you saw those Kim Kardashian ass shots on those unabridged.
Oh,
that is some...
Well, first off,
the
time
real
out.
One. The,
first off, the Courtney was looking magnificent. Shout out to Courtney, because she was actually looking right. However, Kim looked a hot mess from the back.
It was like looking all that good. Lollipops, it was sticks.
Well, first off, you could tell she hadn't really been, you know, keeping up with her workouts, which I understand. She's a mom,
right?
So she's got a lot going on. However, it's always funny because everybody for the longest time really felt like, oh, like her butt is real, like that was natural,
right.
Like J-Lo. That's natural booty right there.
That's real.
That's all booty meat.
That's authentic.
That's authentic booty meat. Okay, but Kim Kardashian, I've seen pictures where she was on the red carpet and it was not authentic booty. Like, there was nothing there. It was just back and legs.
Right.
Yeah. So now she's got this ginormous butt, right. And it's like she continues to enhance it, and it's not getting any better. And it's like, at what point are you comfortable with yourself? And that's why I feel like when you start to physically change yourself, you're going down a slippery slope.
Yes.
If nothing else, one plastic surgery is like a gateway drug.
Right.
Because you get one surgery and then you're like, you know what?
What else can I do?
Maybe I should tighten up my jawline. Maybe I need to work on my thighs. Right. Maybe I need to do this. And then you just start piling on all these unnecessary things that you are seeing as these big glaring flaws that no one else cares about.
Especially
when it comes to women, a lot of times the things that you are caught up on, trust any man is not tripping about at all.
I know.
It just, it's sad because, you know, for somebody that you know, is such a big role model to women or younger women, unfortunately, you know, that they see that and then they think, okay, well, I need to go and do what she's doing. I need to get these surgeries and get these modifications and things like that. Now, it's, I don't know. I feel like she just needs to stop at this point. Your butt's big enough, and nobody really, any real man has no problem with the cellulite. But it's just like it doesn't look natural anymore. And that's the thing is, like, when you have a big butt, you're naturally going to have the thighs that are going to accentuate said butt.
It's going to
When you see this ginormous booty and these stick thin thighs, it just don't,
we
it
know
don't
the
look
truth.
Right.
Right, exactly.
We know where you got that from. You paid for it.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's interesting because I think this week was very liberating and that photo came out because I hope that people saw it and at least it.
No, I'm sure no man will kick her out of the bed for eating crackers. However, it will definitely wasn't a flattering it wasn't a flattering picture, but by no means, you know, do I want it to seem as if I'm body shaming her.
No.
By all means, there's nothing wrong with her body. It's just the fact that she is an example of someone that is taking things too far.
And
next person is like Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was cool. Man.
Wasn't she cute?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I had so much time for Lil' Kim when she first hit the scene. I have zero time now.
And now she's complete, just like that baseball player. What's his name?
Oh,
Pedro? Not Pedro.
Sosa?
Oh, come on. Sosa. Yeah. Sammy Sosa?
Yes, Sammy Sosa.
He's as light as you now. When he first hit the scene, it was your complexion.
He started off as me. Now he's like her.
And
he's,
you know what? Yellow. I saw him in the flesh at an event like years ago, and he was a good looking guy naturally, and
I'm
now
sure,
it looks
yeah.
you know different. But
Mickey Rourke is another person.
Yeah.
It's not even just women. So by all means, I don't want it to seem like Kel's just bagging on women. Not at all. Mickey Rourke, he was a handsome dude back in the day, like in his heyday.
But
he was a lady killer.
I'm actually glad that you actually brought up those examples. Because as we are talking about branding here, these are all known people. These are all household names. But as we just spoke about, they're giving off an image of them that's not
unrealistic.
Them.
And that's something else too, is that you don't need to have, you know, crazy puckered up full lips to be sexy. You don't
Kylie
need to have
Jenner
washboard
lip
right.
challenge.
You don't
right?
need to have a crazy donk to be sexy. You don't need to have crazy big chest. You don't need to have washboard abs to be sexy. Sexy is how you define it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
Men and women alike. Not every dude is gonna be built like Jimmy V. Like, it's just, I'm just saying, not
this
every
guy.
Dude's gonna have, you know, a 20 pack.
Right.
Like, it's just not possible. Like, where's your chest at? I don't know, but I got abs on my chest. Not every dude's gonna have that. However, not every woman wants a dude just like pliggity cloud with muscles on top of muscles.
Right.
A lot of women like teddy bears. They like something that's, you know, got a little squeeze and a little softness to it.
Up on,
you know, and the same with men for women. So,
it is. So, the idea of branding or some of the advantages of it is that, of course, you increase your mate value.
That's
confidence,
right.
Your allure, and your happiness. And also, you are able to very clearly communicate who you are to others, which, of course, is really just on a strategy point. When you are being very, very, very clear about who you are and what you're about, you kind of are not wasting time because other people see that very quickly, and you're going to draw people around you who are the best, the most compatible, whether it's friends, whether it's men. You're going to draw people who are going to give you the most pleasure in life.
And that's like, too.
So it's just a communication. Think of it that way.
A person that says, hey, if there's anything that you need, let me know. Right. Instead of saying, well, I kind of, instead of tiptoeing around what you need, just say, you know what? I actually need you to introduce me to blah, blah, blah. And then once they're like, oh, they're serious about it. Right. They will actually take you more serious. Then, you know what? I did have something. I might give you a call or not when you actually know what you actually need from them. So I think it just goes along with the matter of confidence is definitely big as well as being able to handle your business, too.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because once you have that assuredness about you, no one could ever take it away. Mm. And they also, it makes you very much not someone who is going to fall prey to people that want to exploit that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked about this before. There's those kind of vampire type of people that can yes. kind of sense when you're weak. And they come in, of course, like, you know, all smiles and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then they kind of chip away at you. And I've mm-hmm. been there, you know. Hopefully you guys yeah. haven't. But
especially
it's
be
unpleasant.
Wary. Be wary when, you know, when you have people that are coming, you know, ladies, when you got dudes that are coming around after they know you got out of a breakup and they know you're vulnerable.
Right.
Because not all of those dudes really have your best intentions at heart. Some of them are trying to take advantage of the fact that you are vulnerable
right.
and your defenses are somewhat down.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something to be wary of. I wanted to throw in here that understand that it's okay that you're okay within yourself and that you are unique and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Somebody's going to dig you and be like, damn, like you are fine. You are fine to someone.
Exactly.
You may not be fine to everyone, but right. you are fine to someone. You're never going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
So
right.
once you start to understand that, men and women, it'll make you that much more. It'll help your confidence. Know that you're fine. Know that somebody's going to like you.
Right.
You know, like yeah. I've always said, like, I like what like me because I know I'm not everybody's cup of tea. Like, yeah, I think I'm a pretty good looking dude, but I know that I'm not everybody. Everybody's not going to be like, oh, chaos. Right. I already know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Why don't we share with the audience what's one thing that you learned about yourself that you thought nobody would even be interested about, but people actually are, you know? So I can start, like,
yeah.
I thought nobody would be interested in the fact that I'm a person who actually has a stutter, but they always say, oh, no, it's great, it's cute, blah, blah, blah. So I've learned that's what makes me stand out from everybody else. So if there's anything that you guys can think of that you thought it was, I don't want to share that side of me because he or she might not think that's appealing, but overall, they were actually very interested in that thing.
You know what's really funny? This is weird. Well, this is what it is. I've always been really friendly, and I laugh a lot. Mm. And I think that I've had people, maybe like girls or something, who kind of have a lot of guys coming at them mm-hmm. because they're very, like, quiet, and they're very, like, they make a man work really hard.
Yeah.
But that was always boring to me. Like, if I like you and we're having fun, I'm just going to laugh and be like, ha, ah, you're funny, and I'm not going to make you, like, work so hard. I mean,
gotcha.
I'm not going to, like, go have a good old time the first time I meet you.
You're not going to go all the
but
way,
I'm not
but...
Like, cash and prizes! Yeah. Come get them!
I'm not going to, like, pretend I'm, like, Lauren Bacall and be like, oh... Really? Right. And how did that make you
right,
and like
exactly.
sit there and just
tell
like gaze
more.
Like okay. try to smolder
how did that
off
make
of the
you feel?
So I just was like, screw it. I'm just gonna be like, you know, laugh a lot and
dope.
Just be like, oh hi, like how you doing? What are you doing? And like
exactly.
I don't care if it doesn't seem like a challenge, well then you're probably not much of a fun guy anyway.
Bam. I like that there.
So not
what
a
about
big,
you, Coach?
Not changing my personality.
I kind of have to piggyback off of that. That's my biggest thing, is that the fact that I am so friendly and I'll speak to anybody. And that's mm-hmm. always been a...
That's
always been
a we are
a,
all hopes,
exactly.
You know?
That's always been a secret of success to me, or secret of success for me, is because people see that. They're like, okay, he talks to everybody. He's not necessarily shy in the sense of befriending people. Mm-hmm. And I'm very approachable. Mm-hmm. And that has always worked for me in my favor, because it's like, you know, that's I love true. The fact that you talk to people. You're very approachable.
Yeah.
People like to be around you and people gravitate towards you.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, okay, good. Now, we know that there are things about you who are listening, and if you are listening on iTunes, we thank you so much. I'm going to put up a little just mini exercise. This is just about you getting yourself kind of into the idea of introspection. So just take out a piece of paper, maybe now, whenever you feel like it. And again, you write first thing that comes to your mind. So your three favorite physical characteristics, the things you've always kind of liked about yourself, random, you know, it could be like this shade of your skin, or that you have these wonderful creamy thighs, or that you have beautiful feet, or whatever it is, man, just put it down, your top three. And then, of course, top three positive things about your personality, things that you really do well on the personality front. Like, you might be someone who is like, you've always volunteered at nursing homes. Like, you're very patient with people. You might have that about you. Or maybe that's not your thing. But things that people have either always very much complimented you about, like, my gosh, you are such a calm person. I love having you around. Or just things you like about your personality. And last, when people meet you, you want them to notice the following about you. So this could be a combination of your physical characteristics or your personality. Like, I want them to notice that I have very kind eyes. I've always been told that. I'm just using this as an example. And so I want them to notice about that about me. So this little piece of paper is something that you can work on, and it's going to be a springboard for kind of the next step. Like, when you think about, I want people to notice about you. Let's go back to the eyes example. That is something, if you're a girl, you can think about highlighting. If you use makeup, you put a lot of focus on your eyes. I have a friend who she's probably listening, who has naturally like these gorgeous eyelashes, and she works those eyelashes like
working.
She puts like thickener. She'll barely wear any foundation, but my gosh, she's got these huge eyes. She's about 4'10", great little figure, and she'll just look up at a guy through those eyelashes. It doesn't mean this has to be about attracting dudes per se, but it's just something I know gives her a lot of pleasure. So likewise for you, thinking about your characteristics, thinking about the things that you really want to highlight that you're strong on, and kind of non-verbally or verbally communicate to the world about who you are.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I participated. I didn't see you guys over here.
Because your boy don't have a pen. So I was trying to do it in my head.
And you know what's funny? If you are doing this and you can't think of anything, ask your friends, especially for women. We rely on our girlfriends to really help us. So just ask your friends, like, what do you kind of notice about my personality? Or like, what do you think that I do really well? And your friends will help you. Ask five different people. Even ask your mom. Ask people in your family. Because you'll find, like, you'll ask six people, and about four or five of the answers will be the same.
It'll
be like, you know what? You're like really, really sweet to like animals. Or you're a great dancer. Or you're really like, you've got a great like lanky, tall figure.
Right.
Like, I can tell you things that I noticed about you immediately.
What are they? And do they match up with what I wrote down?
You have really nice eyes. You're tall. You have good posture.
Okay.
And you have a nice voice.
I definitely put down height. So
okay.
You got down height.
You got to work your height, right?
Right.
Work it.
I did not put down eyes. I did put down smile.
Yeah, you've got a good smile.
And then I put down skin tone, because I'm black and I'm proud.
It is. Okay.
Hey, you know, say it out loud.
I'm black. Right. But why thank you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Those are just, that's really off the top of my head. You know, other people might have other things. And it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. So.
And then I think, too, when it comes to Brandon, you find those common things that multiple people say, and then you start to work around those strong points, because obviously if those three or four people notice that, I think 3,000 or 4,000 people will also notice that too.
Right, and you can obscure things that you don't like as much. Like, I've always like had a hard time keeping my waist. My waist is naturally not wicked
as
skinny.
As she shimmies over here.
So that's an area, like, especially when I look at clothes, I buy clothes in a very formulaic way, and they're never anything that's, you're not going to see me walk in with a bare midriff. Not going to happen. Do you know what I mean? I'll show legs, I'll show arms, I'll show hair all day long, but certain things are not going to be exposed to the world so much, like in a billboard fashion.
Right. But so now that we know our strong points, how to present this to the world? I think we all know we are in the social media era at this point. We all can't afford billboards, right? But we all may have an Instagram page, right? We all may have a Facebook, a blog, you know, some type of platform that we do use to express our ideas and such. So we can go over a few tips to sharpen and stylize your best features and traits, and as well as we know one thing that is important is about building a brand as well as building the audience is being consistent
with
whatever you are doing, whether it's makeup, whether it's fashion, whether it's sneakers, technology, you know, motivation, anything of that. You just have to stick with it day in and day out.
Right.
So I think, which we've spoken on the show multiple times, especially when it comes to Instagram, stay away from the filters, stay away from the plastic surgery type thing.
Right.
Stay away from anything that is not really representing your true authentic self.
Not only that, I would say take into consideration things that once you think of yourself as a brand, and that's been a whole, like, that's one of those other buzzwords.
Right.
Because I know you said authenticity was a buzzword. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You're buzzing on AfterBuzz.
Blowing up. that was another, it's a buzzword right now. It was brand. Right. So, obviously, speaking of that, think of, there are things that, granted, I've never been one that's been super crazy when it comes to social media and things that I've posted or I will say.
Yeah.
But now that I feel like, you know, being here and having this platform and trying to get more into entertainment, I'm a lot more conscious about what I put out.
Right.
And who's watching. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean that I'm going to, censor myself
your tongue on when it comes things, to certain right? things,
when it's hot button political issues or the way I feel about certain things? No, not at all. But I'm going to still do it with tact and taste. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for Instagram, especially since it's more of a visual representation of yourself. Just think before you post something, whether it's a joke or a certain way you're feeling, how is this going to represent my brand? And even though you may not have the goal or the idea of possibly going into something where you're going to be a public figure, still think of yourself as that and think like, okay, if I were a famous person, how will this affect me if I put this out? I know that's that sounds like that's really heavy to think about.
That's a good point.
But that's what I think about. Yeah. Like, okay, there's certain words I don't use on Twitter. And there's some stuff, for example, that I see and it's hilarious and I want to tweet it or I want to retweet it. Yeah. And unless I'm going to re-edit that tweet, which is a lot of extra work, then I'm not doing that. I'll just be like, okay, cool, maybe I'll like it and I'll keep it pushing. But this is definitely one of those things because you never know who's watching. Mm-hmm. And that next person that you whose attention that you may want to seek, that's going to be one of the things we're going to check. We already know the first thing that happens... First thing that happens, whether you follow someone on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, boom, within seconds of you accepting that request, they are scanning your profile. Yeah. It is like a virus program on your computer that's scanning for viruses. It's instant.
Right.
And that's exactly what happens. As soon as you give me that accept request, if it's on IG, bam, I'm looking at all your pictures.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start liking your pictures.
Right, but I'm going to do a little research on
I've already looked at all, you know, at least 10 to 12 pictures, like, okay, and that gives me an idea of you. The same thing goes with tweets. I get follows, you know, and I know that a lot of celebrities, and I'm not saying I'm a celebrity, but I know a lot of celebrities, they don't follow anybody, you know, except for their friends. And I'm not like that. And hopefully when your boy does blow up, I still won't be like that. I'll follow people when they follow me. Yeah. So, you know, by all means, follow your boy. And I'll look at your timeline, and if your timeline's cool, I'll follow you back. You know, so those are things that people are going to look at and things that you need to take into consideration because you yourself are a brand and you are putting yourself out there with your social media.
I wanted to share one thing that I hate, and this does go along with branding as well, but I watch a whole lot of interviews, you know, the Breakfast Club, Hot 97, a Big Boy. And I actually just got done reading Charlemagne the God's book, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. So shout out to him. But one thing that I hate and I want you guys to speak about it is, say if a person is going through a breakup or they're having a certain moment, and Chris Brown is a perfect example, right? And they share something on social media, right? And they go into these interviews and they'll be like, so why'd you post that up? And they'll apologize for posting that. I have a problem with that because, one, we're all human.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. Yes. We all have emotions. So when a person chooses to express their emotions some certain way, maybe they shouldn't have used that much vulgar language or whatever the case. Right. And then they go into these media-related things, and now they have to apologize for them for being their authentic self. I have a big issue with that. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it's odd. I guess it comes down to like a little bit of discipline. But isn't it funny how we're always changing? That's the idea. Yeah. Your mood's changing.
Oh, that's actually true as well.
Things are always changing. I mean,
oh, no, go ahead.
No, it's just as funny how it kind of always underscores the idea that nothing's really stable in people's personalities in a way. But isn't it funny how you can feel so radically different about something within an hour?
It's so true. Yeah. Now, I'll give you guys another example. The Game, he's a rapper, right? He, at one point, he was standing up for the Black Lives Matter. Right. He started a rally that went from L.A. to Inglewood. It was great, everything positive, you know, making change.
Right.
A week later, he was involved in a rap beef with Meek Mill. Now he's talking about guns killing you, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of things that people got confused about was, you were just talking about saving lives, and now you're talking about killing people.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but it's like, we put each other in a box that, okay, you have to be this way.
Right.
You can't change no matter what. You have to be that way your whole life, right? But then it's, if one day I'm happy, one day I'm sad, does that make me a bad person? What do you guys think?
No, it doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. And then there's another point that you brought up when you're talking about how, you know, they'll end up getting into an interview or something in the spotlight and then they end up having to apologize. Mm-hmm. And I guess I didn't think about this until you said it, but we are all human. And the problem is that we take and we elevate a lot of celebrities and public figures. Right. We put them on a pedestal. So we almost put them in a godlike position where it's like they should be above everything.
Right.
And
they're
susceptible to, you know, to emotions and feelings just like we are. And they should be given the BOD. They should be given the benefit of the doubt. And I did not think about that because I was getting ready to say, well, no, they should apologize and they should know better. But you know what? Pause. You're right. We are all human, and you may put something out in the heat of the moment because you're mad. There's been many times I've been so upset.
Yes.
And I've gone on, I've wanted to say something. Sometimes I catch myself. There's a few times I don't. Trust and believe, there's a few times I've tweeted some stuff, and then when there's no likes and nothing comes through, and I'm like, cool, ain't nobody see that?
All right, let me and, I got that off my chest.
You know, but everybody's not going to do that, and everybody is you know, everybody should be allowed to make mistakes, celebrities included.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities are just like us. They're no different. The only thing different is that they're more widely known and their bank account is a lot bigger than ours. That is literally the only thing. They are not better
than
us.
They really are everyday people.
Yeah, they really are.
In fact, in probably a lot of other in ways, they're a lot more confused because they have so many different types of pressures that are so not
and
kind of
so
human.
So many different people saying, you should do this, you should do this. And then you don't know if they're telling them to help themselves out individually or they really want to help you out in the long end.
It's
so
usually
it's
wanting to help themselves. And then you have a lot of people that are relying on you, and then you have this big, often, you know, this big nut you have to support every month that you have to keep bringing home the bacon because you got 5 cars.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, I always say, my God, the best thing that you could do to yourself is if you were very successful, keep everything very small and contained so you could never be anybody's little wind-up top.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Basically, she's saying, so you don't end up being somebody's little bitch.
Exactly.
Right, I mean, just go ahead and say it.
I was like, I forget. Do I say that on this? Yes, I do. But even if
you can say what you want on this, because we are human, okay?
And I did
that's
want to
all.
Point this out, because, of course, we talk about our brand, and there's sometimes there can be something called, it's called in branding, it's called, this is actually a class I teach at UCSB. So there, I teach, I don't teach personal branding, I teach branding for companies, but it's called a brand energizer. So it's kind of cool when you do something a little unexpected. So don't be afraid to kind of like do something a little cool and different.
Step out your box.
Yeah. Let your soul glow, man.
Yeah.
There you go. Soul glow.
And we'd love to see if there's anybody in the chat, of course. We don't want to ignore you guys. We've been on our spring break, so.
Right, exactly. But we will move on to our next new little segment that will be carried off by our great Kels called Dope Tech 101.
Yes. Yeah,
Kels, take over, man.
All right, so Dope Tech 101, new YouTube channel I'm launching. So by all means, check it out. It's literally Dope Tech 101, just what you see on the screen. For those of you listening to us on iTunes, it's DOPETECH 101. Check that out. Subscribe. I've got a lot of videos in store for you. So today, my tech tip, I've got two. And I'm just going to keep it really simple and light for you. A lot of people make this mistake. And this ends up killing their battery life. You get ready to go to bed at night and you plug your phone up onto the charger and then you go to sleep. Bad idea.
Really?
Don't do it. Mm. It is a terrible idea.
Here's the thing. I do it every night of my life.
Yeah, that's why you're like, oh, my battery, it never lasts. That's why. Because here's what happens. First off, the batteries aren't meant for that. And say your battery normally takes from a low state, from completely empty to 10% to fill up, it only takes maybe 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you put it on before you go to bed and you're going to sleep for, say you sleep for 6 to 7 hours. Okay, well, now you've put your phone on the charger. It's charged, but you're still sleeping. It's still on the charger. It's still having power flooded to that battery, actually eroding the cells of the battery because the battery is comprised of multiple cells that actually store the energy. So you're flooding it and it's causing it to erode because now you're charging it for an additional 5 hours when it only needed 2 and you put it on there and you were asleep for 7. So Dope Tech 101 tip of the week, do not put your battery on charge. Now here's my thing. People say, well, my battery's about to die and I'm about to go to bed. When you go home, plug your battery up, let it charge for a little bit. You don't have to charge it all the way. Hmm. Let it charge for a little bit, and then when you get ready to go to bed, take it off the charger, and then it should be enough to sustain you, to get you through the night, and to, for your alarm to still work.
Or
then once you get up,
set an alarm to wake yourself up to take it off.
That's way too much, Jimmy.
It's
come on,
too
now.
Much,
yeah.
That's too much. Come
that's
on,
good.
Bro.
That's
come
good. On.
That's good. I mean, that's good if you're getting ready to go to the club, so you need a nap before you go to the club. And man, I'm not getting up at 2 a.m. to turn my phone off, man. You cut that out.
That's if it's right next to you.
That's like a baby.
Like I was saying, that'll at least be enough for you to make it through the night, because a lot of people are concerned about, you know, using their phones as their alarms. You wake up in the morning, first thing you do, pop that thing on the charger while you get ready. So now you give your phone the chance to fully charge while you're getting ready for work. Then when you leave to go to work, you got a fully charged battery. And that, my friends, is your boy's Dope Tech Dope Tech 101 tip of the week.
That's awesome. But what's your Marty the One Man Party tip?
Yay.
Marty! You really want a party tip?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
You are the DJ.
I am a DJ. A-Dog's in the chat, of course.
A-Dog in the house.
And he is glad we're all back.
Woo-hoo. We're glad you're back.
Yeah. Also, A-Dog lets us know that people can tell when you are not being authentic with who you are. It comes off as zero confidence and creepy.
It really does. People actually can see through that. People really do. And then when you walk away, trust, they're talking about you.
I know it's tough, and the thing is that I know we all go through it. So when you come across somebody who is like struggling with that, it's like, love them, you know, have compassion for that thing in their mind that is trying to be relaxed and trying to find happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do a Marty. Okay, so you guys are like, what are they talking about? Before the show started, she was talking about how she had, you know, sometimes she is Marty the one man party. Okay. Having said that, here's a party tip, or just a social tip. It's okay to be in a social setting with people and walk in to a conversation and not necessarily understand what they're talking about and just listen.
That's good.
You don't always have to have something witty to say.
Right.
You don't have to always be
the
center of attention.
In the room,
sometimes just be cool.
Yeah.
Fall back, listen, take notes, observe, and then maybe the next time you're in a similar setting with similar people, then you'll be more ready to, you know, chat and add your two cents in.
Yeah.
But it's okay to do that, as opposed to, I know a lot of people, for my LA folks, you know, the mantra is fake it till you make it. In some right. situations, I'm going to need you to simmer down, sit down, mm-hmm. take a seat. Don't do that, because it's going to come off fake and less authentic. Mm-hmm. So right. when it comes to certain social settings, one of the things I do, if I don't know the issue at hand, I don't speak on it. If I've Same only here. Glossed over the topic or the headline through my phone or something like that, I don't speak on it. So do the same thing. Just listen, observe, and have a good time. But you don't always have to be someone right on deck with the jokes, right. with the one-liners, with the witty snapbacks, and know everything about everything that everyone's right. talking about.
Oh, God, it's a lot of energy.
So if you keep that in mind, that takes so much pressure off of you in social settings. You just go and kick back, laugh at some of the jokes, laugh at some of the corny ones,
yeah.
and you know, and get in where you fit in without having to fake it till you make it.
And I respect the person yeah. much more than saying, I don't know much about this topic compared to feeding me a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo and I'm just looking at you like, I know you're full of bullshit right now.
Right. And not only that,
I'm gonna let you keep talking and let you look stupid.
And then there's some people, and you know, there's some people that don't even, they have zero filter, so they're just gonna call you out. That's and they're good. Gonna and they're gonna object to every single thing you say, and it only just makes you look that much worse.
That's right.
You know what you can do too? It's funny that you talk about this tip. It's a really good one, because for years I would always feel like I have to be Marty. Marty!
Marty!
Right. Marty the one man party. So I have to like, oh really? So then like has something to say back. And lately it's been so relaxing, and if people like it, I just kind of look in the person's eyes and I really focus on what they're saying. Gosh, it's taken honestly decades, and I have 2 communication degrees for me to get to this point. So if yeah. you are nowhere near that, do not worry. But it's very relaxing to really look at somebody while they're talking and look at their eyes and their gestures and just kind of observe them. And by the way, people love it, because no one knows how to pay attention anymore or concentrate. No,
they really don't.
And it's very meditative. Really don't.
Put that Error phone too. Away. Stop being rude.
Yeah.
Shout out to Steve, because when Steve was on here, he was talking about the trick where you look at one person, you look at just one eye
yeah.
or something like that. And that was a great tip too. So that way, if you feel awkward looking, you know,
oh, right,
looking
right.
at them, you know, directly in the eyes, like, okay, Jimmy, for real? Oh, that's dead serious, bro.
Dudes,
I got like you. To. You know what I'm saying? You just look at one eye and you kind of, you know, go a little around, you know, look around a little bit, and then you're still paying attention and he still knows that I'm paying attention, as opposed to, you know, giving him the death stare.
Mm-hmm. Right,
Or being on your phone. When you're talking to people, when you're in a social setting, put your damn phone away.
You know what's a good cue to tell if a person's lying or not? I was raised to always look a person in the eye.
Right.
That's a first thing you do, shake their hand, look them in the
wow.
eye. When you're having a conversation and the person's talking, and then they be like, yeah, so I was with LeBron James the other day, and we were on a boat. If they start to look
with my
left, right, up and down, and they can't keep that eye contact with you, something
Lying.
They're saying is a bunch of bullshit, all right?
But also, can I add that sometimes it's also people that have anxiety or social anxiety. I went through a stage, I don't want to be too like confessional, but I went through a stage where I'm usually comfortable around people. I was profoundly uncomfortable around everybody, and I had a hard time like looking at people. And it wasn't because I was like fibbing and making up stories. It was just because
was
I was going
a confidence thing.
It was like a social anxiety thing, which I got treated for successfully a long time ago. But I just was very shy. I felt very, for whatever it was, I was uncomfortable, and I had a hard time talking to people or looking them in the eye.
Oh,
and that's the reason. So, again, if somebody is doing that, they could be having a bevy of issues happening. So,
okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I got one more.
Because you've never had any anxiety.
No. Oh, I get anxiety.
And then
wrap up
the show, Kel. One more, then wrap it up.
One more thing, which really means 2 for me, and we'll wrap it up. But no, I definitely get anxiety. Fun fact, before any event that I'm going to DJ, I get extremely nervous and I doubt myself. And I'm just like, oh, I'm going to do terrible. I'm going to play horrible music. Nobody's going to like it. And almost every single time that I feel that way going into an event, bam.
You kill it.
Crush That's City awesome. Kales. Out the box, and everybody loves it, and everybody has a great time. But I had one more Dope Tech 101 tip that I forgot. Turn off, put your phone on silent. There's settings on your phones, and I'm not going to get into it here. I'll do it on my channel, so check it out. There's settings on your phones that you can actually silence your notifications and still be able to hear your alarm. Silence your notifications, because I can guarantee you there's not going to be one text, Facebook alert, Twitter alert, Instagram alert that's going to go off that's going to be that important to break you out of your sleep that you need to give your undivided attention to. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, my phone's going off. And it disrupts your sleep. Oh. And then you're tired in the morning. Yeah. Turn that crap off.
Oh, God.
Trust. There are settings on your phone. Turn it off, and you will still hear your alarms, and you'll be able to see all the notifications and more when you roll over and you grab your phone and turn off the alarm. And then you look at it. But there's no point. That random alert or that random Facebook status update from somebody talking about, oh, the game was crazy. LeBron is so weak. He needs a better defense. That's not important. It's not important at 2 in the morning. Turn it off.
Yeah. So we do want to remind you that a little introspection exercise is something you can go back to again, because as humans, we're so fascinating and complex, and we're always changing, like we talked about. So likewise, your brand will always be changing. It is an organic thing.
And it is okay to change.
Exactly, and it should be changing.
Your opinions, your taste in things are all okay to change as you evolve.
Man. Exactly.
I forget who
the things you like at 25, you will not like necessarily at 20, at 30.
And you'll have different personalities. Or even a year. You'll be a very different person. So always assess, I kind of talk about this. This is a theme that we talk about, because we are very good at extrospection. Mm-hmm. We are very good at, our life relies on looking out at the world and assessing threats and whatnot. We do not naturally introspect. We do not naturally ask ourselves questions and listen for the answer. So start getting kind of in the habit of it. You will know yourself, and you will be able to better understand yourself and put out what you want to have brought back to you.
I think it was Albert Einstein that said, if you have the same mindset at 55 that you had at 25, you just wasted 30 years.
Dang.
So boom, that's how we will end DMC.
And thank
DMC.
You for your tips, by the way. Thank you, Kelsey. Good. You are very welcome. I'm going to use and abuse that one.
Right. I am not going to be charging my phone all night.
No, especially since you got that new Red Boy on deck. Hey, I'm going to need you to not mess that one up.
I'm going
to
flex on them one time, Red. Limited edition, I feel good. But thank you guys for joining us for another episode of Dating, Mating, and Communicating. Of course, you can catch us every Wednesday, 8:10 Pacific time. You can also check us all individually out on our Twitters, Instagram, YouTube channels, or blogs, just like myself, where I do add my extra 2 cents on this episode, which I'll post this at beyourowndad.blogspot.com. Make sure you go check that out for me.
Yeah, definitely. You could always reach out to me. This is Constance Dunn. You could reach out. We do a segment usually called Questions and Conundrums, where you could, if you have something that's bothering you that you want some input, please do reach out to us.
And you should know, and if you don't, it's your boy Chaos J, Chaos Jones. Hit me up on Twitter. You can also hit me up at Instagram, chaos_oceans31. And you can check out my new channel, Dope Tech 101. I'm about to start getting into a whole bunch of techiness and all kind of fun stuff. So, check it out. Holla at your boy.
And we will see you guys next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christie, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.